You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. It's Friday, and that means commentator Gary Borders joins us again. And this week, Gary hikes to Williams Lake, New Mexico, and discovers the thin air at 11,108 feet above sea level.
It was 41 degrees when we awoke on a recent morning in the condo we'd rented near Taos Ski Valley in New Mexico. The balcony door and the kitchen windows were open. When you live in Texas, it's a luxury to sleep in summer under a blanket, windows open, no air conditioning worrying. The Arroyo Hondo River runs behind the property where we stayed from its source in the Sangre de Cristo Mountains, down 20 miles into the Rio Grande in northern Taos County. It made a wonderful audio backdrop as my wife and I sipped coffee on the balcony, wrapped in blankets, watching the sunrise light up the tops of the aspens along the river. Eventually, we prepared for the day's adventure, a four-mile hike from Taos Ski Valley Lodge to Williams Lake. Just 4 miles? We walk at least that much daily back in East Texas in 100% humidity. How hard can this be? The Ski Lodge website described it as of, quote, moderate difficulty. That sounded doable. We loaded up with water bottles and trail mix and set out for the trailhead, which began behind the lodge. The trail was rocky but well-marked, shadowed on either side by aspens and ponderosa pines. It only took a few hundred yards for the thinning air to affect us. We live most our days in an altitude of 337 feet, where the air in summer is thick enough to drink. That meant trying to get a deep breath as we headed more than 2 miles high proved a challenge for both of us. The higher we trod, the fewer oxygen molecules were available. We stopped often, taking in the majestic scenery and greeting bikers heading downhill, who offered encouragement. "You're halfway there," one said, noting my Austin t-shirt and burnt orange backpack. He was from Fort Worth. Most of the folks we encountered were from Texas, escaping heat. A woman stopped us, asking frantically if we'd seen her dog, a border collie named Rowdy. She'd headed up the trail with him off-leash, and Rowdy took off. We promised to look for him. I could use my belt as a leash if we found him. Soon we encountered patches of snow under the forest canopy, purple flowers sprouting out of the snow. A chipmunk approached as I plopped down a boulder and pulled out the trail mix. The little fellow appeared eager for a snack, so I gave him a small pretzel square. He scampered over to the next boulder and munched it, holding it in his paws, or hers, I have no idea. I took a photograph of the chipmunk munching away. Finally, we arrived at Williams Lake, a snowmelt-fed lake. My altimeter app read 11,108 feet. A mother sat in a chair waiting for her teenage son, who had decided to climb nearby Wilson Peak. At 13,161 feet, that's the tallest mountain in New Mexico. We had no intention of climbing another 2,000 feet in altitude. The teen proudly returned with Rowdy, the missing dog. Turns out Rowdy decided it was time to scale New Mexico's highest peak on his own. Another mother with a leash and a better-trained border collie volunteered to take Rowdy down to the lodge and call the phone number on the tag. There was no cell service at Williams Lake. We descended slowly. It was easier to breathe, but one had to pick carefully through the rocks. When we got to the trailhead, we discovered Rowdy and her owner had been reunited. She had refused to leave without her dog. She also vowed to never let him off a leash while hiking again. A happy ending indeed. And finally, we could draw a deep breath.
Commentator Gary Borders is a longtime writer and photographer in East Texas. You can reach him at GaryBorders.com.